Okay, the Rebbe's Maima Anila Doidi in Memorim Lukat Chilak Dalid, one page, Shin Samach Zayin, Ey Zayin. The Rebbe was explaining in the Alter Rebbe's Moshel that not only does the king receive everybody, but he even smiles at them. And he explained the difference is that the smiling is the level of the revelation of Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim that awakens the person to do that thing. He says, Chay comes from the ultimate level of Tainug, the highest level of Elokus. So the Rebbe asked, if that's the case, then it's not coming from the person, which is Anila Deidi, but rather it's coming from Mumaila. So the Rebbe explains, no, really the essence of every Jew is really connected. Whether they do or they don't do, the essence of the Jew is connected to Elokus. So therefore, it's only a stimulation from above, but it's not actually making it happen. So he says now in Zion, to this, that the 13 attributes of mercy, awakens and reveals the real will of the Jew. In other words, Hashem is not making it happen from above because it's there. The essence of the Jew is connected. So he only stimulates it. Sharot and the Yisrael Balukus, that this will of the Yid. Nefishe Mushro Shembeatmos. Okay? Oh, 1 minute. We learned this. No, 1 second, yeah, but we didn't learn that much into it. 1 second. Okay, okay, we are. Okay, you know what? It's mamish 5 lines, and let's go quickly. So then the Yud Gimel Mizrachim become greater. There should be a Bishvah Yisrael. That's the do this, that the creation is for the Yidden. The Kavon is Leirak B'riyayim, not only physical creation, but all the revelations. The Haidea Yud Gimel Mizrachim Mimokim, Heicha Machus Elisoda. This, that the Yud Gimel Midas Rachman are revealed in order to wake up the Jew. So now, the purpose of the Yud Gimel Midas Rachman is for the sake of the Jew. So when mission accomplished, the Yud Gimel Midas Rachman become greater. So then it says, Mizgalu Bam Shakavon, okay, this is where up to now. So he said, Vishlakash is that we can connect this in what it says in Kehales, Melech Lesoda Nevat. That even a king is, so to speak, a servant to the field. Meaning, Shlomo HaMelech says, even a king gets his food from the field. That means the king basically needs the field, which is much lower than him. He can't exist from the palace. He needs to get food. Where's the food coming from? From the Soda. Shafilu HaMelech. She'ein l'mayla mimenu, that even a king, which is nobody higher than him, mimenu navad l'sada. Why? They could say, ki mimenu mechisei, like the Mepharshim and Kehelis explained, because he lives from the field. Who gives life and sustenance to the king? The field. Based on what it says in the Zayar, man melech, who do we mean? When the Pasuk says, Melech l'sada nevad, a king is bound to the field. Which king are we talking about? He said, Don Malk Ilo refers to the Eibishter, to Hashem. This chaber l'sada that is connected to the field. In other words, the Zayar says that the pasuk that says a melech is bound to the field means Hashem. Now, what does it mean Hashem is bound to a field? He says, Ki aidei zem is gal. I'm sorry. That even the life, so to speak, of Hashem, through this that the king comes into the field, meaning it's a remarkable concept. The Rebbe is explaining what the Zohar says basically. Melech l'sada neva, Shlomo HaMelech says in Kehelis, the king is bound and evit to the field. Why? Because the king gets the food from the field. So the Zohar says that refers to Hashem. That means Hashem gets his sustenance, kaviyachol, from the field. Which means, through this, that the king is melech basadeh in Elul. What happens, ayidei dem is galah. Shakavon Bishvil Yisrael Shashar Shemeya Atmos reveals the fact that Yidden are rooted in the essence. The Rebbe explained before, based on the Alter Rebbe's mashal, that when the king is in the field, this reveals the greatness of the Jew, that the Jew is coming from the essence of Hashem. When is that level revealed? When the Jews are behaving properly, it just shows the Torah mitzvahs of the Jews connect them to Hashem. Where do you see that even a Jew who doesn't do Torah mitzvahs, but he has a neshama which is chelek alakam imal, it's rooted in the essence of Hashem, that's more so when the king comes into the field and desert where the people are not observing Torah mitzvahs, even in the midbar, which is nachash sadeva, nothing, there's no cultivation, there's no Torah mitzvahs. The guy's in a desert, a spiritual desert. Over there you see the greatness of a Jew just because he's a Jew. So we learned, when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchis by the eagle, yeah, he broke the luchis. We learned that Hashem said to him, thank you. Yashu kochacha sheshibarta, the Gemara says in Slas Rashi and Chumash. What does it mean Hashem said to him, thank you for breaking the luchis? I mean, what type of thing is this? Because Moshe, they didn't know, Hashem knew, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know he's getting a second set of luchis. He thought that's it. So we learned already many, many, many times that Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai with the luchis, and he sees the Jews worshipping the eagle. Okay? Which basically means that right after Matan Torah, the Jews committed adultery. They went to other gods. Yeah? They committed adultery. They were married to Hashem by Matan Torah. Now they went and they married other gods. So, like the Medrash says, the marshal of a prince that committed adultery, the king had no choice but to kill him. Yeah? So, but the friend of the king came and ripped up the marriage contract, so he's not married, so he didn't commit adultery. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? So as we learned, the Rebbe explains that Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai. He sees the luchis, okay, the marriage contract. Now, he sees there's a choice here. Jews got to be killed, or Torah is going to be destroyed. I'm going to break the luchis, that's it. No more Torah. That he didn't know there's going to be second luchis. So Moshe Rabbeinu is faced with a dilemma. Who goes? Jews or Torah? Yeah? What did he do? He broke the Torah. That means if there's a choice of Jews or Torah, Jews stay and Torah doesn't stay. That's what you see clearly what happened by Har Sinai. Now, what Jews are we talking about? Not lofty tzaddikim of Jews. Okay, they're greater than Torah. They're talking about guys that worshipped idols. Right after Matan Torah, they worshipped idols. You're talking about the lowest of the lowest of the low, the real midbar. It may should have been understood that Jews are greater than Torah. Where do you see that a Jew is greater than Torah? When a Jew is observing Torah, you don't see that, because you see his Torah observance. Where do you see that a Jew is connected to Hashem just because he's a Jew? When he's a midbar, when he's a sinning Jew. Then you see, afal pi shechata Yisrael hu, that even though the guy sinned, he's still the Gedush of a Yid. So where do you see the greatness of a Jew? When the king comes out into the field. That's where you see the greatness of a Jew. So the Rebbe is explaining that this is the sustenance of Hashem. When Hashem comes into the field and shows that the Jew who's in the midbar and sada is still related and connected to Hashem on the highest of levels, that gives chayis kaviyachol to Hashem. Can you imagine what this is? A sinning Jew gives, the melech comes into the field, as he says, Aidei sheyedet ha-melech l'sada, by the king coming down into the field, kaidei ze mizgala, that this shows, and that's why the Zohar says, what is Melech L'Sada Nevad, that the king gets sustenance in the field? It means Hashem. Where does Hashem get Chayis? We say in Davening every day, it's a pasuk in Tila, many places, but Tenu Oiz Lelukim. Give strength to God. Right? The Maggid said, Da Mala Maila Mimoch. Simply in Pirkei Avos, it means know what's above you. The Maggid said, Da, you should know. Mala Maila, what's going on upstairs in Mimoch comes from you. Whether Hashem is in Golos or not is up to us. When the Shekhinah is in Golos, right now, the Shekhinah is in Golos, the Shekhinah is suffering, Rashi says, right? Min ha-meitzar, the batzar l'cho, when Hashem is in Golos, he's suffering, Hashem kaviyoch, that's what the Pasuk says. Yeah? Who put Hashem into Golos? We did, not Hashem. Who takes Hashem out of Golos? We do. So who calls the shots? Who, in other words, it sounds funny, but it's very simple. Not because mathematically it's that way. Hashem wanted, it's only because of Hashem, right? If Hashem didn't want it, it ain't going to happen. Hashem wanted that we call the shots. That's what Hashem wants. So therefore, it happens that we control him. Whether he reveals himself or hides himself is up to us. Not up to anybody else. Huh? It's up to us. Now, therefore, whether the Melech Basode, by revealing the essence of the Jew, he shows that a Jew is rooted in the and as in the essence of Hashem. That gives Chayis to know Eiz Lelekim, give strength to Hashem. How could we give strength to Hashem? Because Hashem lets us. Hashem wants it. So we give strength to Hashem. It's not because it's supposed to be that way. It has to be that way. Hashem wants us that way. Okay, now he says like this. Rufi mashakasa b'zayar man melech. No, I'm sorry. Rufi mashakasa b'zayar is sada v'is sada. The Zayar says there's sada d'kedusha and sada d'l'umaza. Yeah, by Esav it says Esav ish sada. Yeah? And then you have Melech l'sada nevad. So the Zayar says there's a sada of kedusha and there's a sada of evil. I'm not evil. Huh? I didn't say you were. V'yashleimad, the inyan melech basada nevadis, that Shleimah Melech says, the king is get bound to the field, shayidei hayiridav amshach l'sada. Through this, that the king comes down into the field, nasa'ilu b'melech ilah, is an elevation in the level of melech ilah, I mean the level of malchus. Melech ilah. Who be'ikad, so he says, how? Through this, that the Gilui of Elokus is higher than world. And but generally speaking, it's the level of Melech Ilam. Here he says it's Zah. Other places it's Keser, whatever it says. Of evil, this reveals the real will of the Jew to go out of Sada, the Lomas of Sada of evil, the Sada de Gedusha, Lahakbos Pnei HaMelech. In other words, until now the Jews are in the Sada and the Midbar. What Sada and Midbar are they of Ra, of Lomazer, Esavish Sada, right? The level of Klipa. The king comes into the field, the king's coming into the Sada of Kedusha. So by the king coming into the field, what happens is the Jews from the level of Sada of evil, of Esav, becomes Melech Basada of Kedusha. So, and this actually gives Chayas to Hashem. Why? Why does it give Chayas to Hashem? Because Hashem created the world for a reason. He wanted the Dira B'Tachtayinim, right? Gudolin plays down here. Hashem created the lowest level of Tachteinim. Hashem created the lowest level of the low. Yeah? Tachteinim. Our job, that's how we become a shutef l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. We learned the Jew does their mitzvahs, they become a partner to Hashem. How do you become a partner to Hashem? How do you become a partner to Hashem? in creation. The Gemara says many times, Nasal Shutta Lakadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis. So it's very simple. Hashem created the Tachtonim, and we create the Dina. We bring a Lukus into the world. That we do. Now, when that mission is accomplished, the level of Nisava Kodesh Baruch Hu, that if a taiva you don't ask any questions because it comes from the essence, then that level was fulfilled. In other words, who fulfills and makes the mission of Nisava fulfilled? That's us. We do it. How do we do it? When we're in Tachtonim, the lowest of the low, Shein Tachton L'mata Imenu, in the level of Sod and Midbar. So over there, that's where we create the level of Dira B'Tachtonim. Because in Atzilus, there's no Dira B'Tachtonim. Because Atzilus is not Tachtonim. The level of Nisava, a taiva that comes in the essence, it's not logical, there's no seichel, you can't ask any questions why. It's essence that can only. The Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, you can say that the kavana is the Eilim and Solyanim. The Alter Rebbe says in Tanya the expression, Hayol v'lohen yirida me'erda yizbarech. Because Atzilus is only a gilui. It's not the essence of Hashem. Essence can't be revealed. Where is the essence revealed? Dafke here, dafke midbar and sada. So dafke by the melech coming into the sada becomes fulfilled the purpose of Nisava Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore it, so to speak, accomplishes the accomplishment of Hashem.